Welcome to Raising Tech, a podcast about all things technology and senior living. I'm your host, Patrick Leonard. And today, I'm really excited to welcome our guest, Ramiro Maldonado from Nobi. Ramiro, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Patrick. So happy to be here.
So I'm really interested to learn more and educate our listeners on our topic today, which involves Nobi's innovative technology solution for fall prevention and detection. I was actually fortunate enough a few weeks ago to get a live virtual demo of the solution myself from Ramiro, and it was fascinating. But before we dive in, Ramiro, can you introduce yourself real quick, your background and role with Nobi?
Sure, yeah. So thanks so much for that. It was a lot of fun to kind of demo the product to you a few weeks ago. So my background is, you know, somewhat interesting. So for a long period of my professional career, I actually practiced as a clinician, as a physical therapist, for roughly a little over 10 years. And I kind of geared my practice towards fall prevention and just fall kind of prevention in the community that I served. So I got my certification in vestibular therapy and neurotherapy and kind of worked with the community in that way. So in that world of physical therapy, I got just kind of exposed to a lot of different kind of technologies that are available to individuals for, you know, improving their strength, improving their balance. And so I just really kind of fell in love with the technology side of things. So I transitioned my career into a more tech related role. So for the last few years, I've worked with a few different companies as either their business development specialist or clinical application specialist, where I kind of served a dual role where I was performed somewhat of a sales role, as well as a clinical applications role, training clinicians and how to use these new devices and rehab equipment. Then kind of fast forward to me learning about Nobi and my interest and kind of passion towards kind of improving the balance of the community. I just really just saw the value of Nobi right away. So it's a device that is able to kind of detect and prevent falls, which is exactly the kind of space where I wanted to be, you know, to be able to get into a situation where we could start to help improve the health of individuals, as opposed to getting them after the fact and trying to rehabilitate them after the fact. Anything that could help beforehand, if there's a device that can kind of prevent that larger kind of severity of injury happening, is where I kind of wanted to be. So that's where I came in with Nobi as their business development manager for North America. And I've been doing that since August of last year.
Awesome. Thanks for that background. I love to hear people's kind of intro into senior living, into technology, and, you know, your physical therapy background is certainly applicable and relevant here. So thanks for sharing that. Sure. So you touched on it a little bit, and we've said, you know, fall detection, fall prevention, that's such a buzzword right now in this industry. Yeah. And there's certainly a lot of cool solutions out there, but yours is very unique at Nobi. That I learned, like I mentioned, really in depth a few weeks ago. Can you, from a high level, just tell people what is Nobi, where did it come from, and what are you all hoping to accomplish as it relates to its presence in senior living?
Sure. So first and foremost, at Nobi, we like to say that Nobi is the smartest lamp in the world, right? So it's a lamp, first and foremost, and it's undiscernible from healthcare technology. You would walk into someone's room, you would see it, you would just say, oh, that's a very nice lamp that functions very nicely. It actually even provides something called circadian light. So as you start to rise in your morning, it's just a very nice soft light to kind of help you with arousal throughout your day. It becomes a little bit brighter. So again, can help with your arousal and make sure that you're awake during your day. At nighttime, it starts to calm back down again, because it's allowing the resident to kind of get back into that nighttime routine. So even just as a lamp, it just functions very nicely. But the smartness behind it, so it's an AI, so artificial intelligence enabled lamp that at its core can prevent and detect falls. So doesn't matter what kind of fall it is, we have fed it so many data points that it has learned any kind of fall that can occur. So should a fall occur, whether it be a fast fall, slow fall, just kind of a stumbling to the ground, whatever it may be, it recognizes that fall. At that point, it opens up a two-way communication through the lamp, via the lamp, allowing you an opportunity to now speak to that resident and say, hey, I heard you had a fall. We we are on our way, you know, so you know, you can stay relaxed. Caregiver comes in, they can now do whatever they need to do to help that individual. And then also what they receive is feedback of how that fall occurred. So the caregiver will have a 30 seconds of feedback of footage before that fall occurred until they close that escalation. So that when they close that fall, allowing them the opportunity to see what caused that fall. Was it that they tripped on something in the room? Did they just not have the strength to be able to get up, or any number of factors that could have potentially have caused that fall? And what we're finding is that in facilities that have implemented NOBI, they're on average producing about one fall preventative measure per resident's room, roughly every 6 days or so, so that they're able to kind of prevent any type of major falls from happening to and severity of injury, and prevent that severity of injury for their resident. And that's what it does at its core. And this is a lot more of other kind of interesting stuff as well, but at its core, that's what it does.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that stat is impressive. One per resident room every 6 days. I didn't butcher right. that too much. Huge difference in impact on senior living residents. So that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
For sure.
So yeah. When I think of something like this, I think of two sides of it, the residents' response and then the staff. Can you talk a little bit about both perspectives a little bit? You gave us a nice overview of kind of how it functions, but can you dive a little bit deeper? How are residents responding to this? And then on the flip side, how are staff responding to it?
For sure. Yeah. So we have some really interesting data coming out of some of our pilot studies that have been performed in Belgium. So, you know, small bit of background. So NOBI is a company founded in Belgium, 2018, by a lot of leaders in smart home and elderly care. They got together and developed NOBI, completely manufactured factories in Belgium. We control the process from manufacturing to, just kind of conjuring it up and to getting it out there. So we have full quality control over that device. In that situation, so we have a pilot study in an assisted living facility in Belgium. I'll start from a resident's perspective. So we do have this kind of really cool testimonial on the website. I believe the woman's name is Helen. She had to enter an assisted living facility because she was just having more falls at home. Brought her into this facility, and actually on her very first day of being in this facility, she ended up having a fall. She fell slowly. She was at her bedside and just kind of slowly fell down until both her knees touched the floor, very similar to the kind of fall that she had at home that brought her to this facility. And so because of that, you know, she has a lot of fall anxiety. She was just very fearful of falling and just kind of worried. And now she was in a situation where she just kind of like, oh my gosh, you know, it's happened again. Here I am, first day in this facility, and I've had a fall again, and I just don't know what to do. She kind of understood that there was a NOBI in the room, but didn't really quite kind of grasp that technology, right? She wasn't kind of there long enough yet to really have that understanding of NOBI. So within just a few seconds of her being on the ground, NOBI then asked her, "Hey, Helen, have you had a fall? I see that you're not upright." And Helen, unbeknownst to her, she's like, "Oh my gosh, where is this, you know, voice coming from?" And it's the voice of the lamp above. And she's just like, yes, I've had a fall. So then NOBI then responds with, okay, help is on the way. Opens up that two-way communication. The caregiver, the nurses at that site now have an opportunity to help decrease her anxiety levels, letting her know like, hey, I heard you had a fall. I'm coming to your room. I'll be there in no time flat. And we were able to kind of find out what that timing was. So from the incident occurring to caregiver giving help was under 2 minutes of being able to help this woman off the ground and then help her, you know, with the kind of arrangements of the room that caused the fall in the first place. So that's what we're getting from the residents' side of it, that they just love the peace of mind, the decrease of fall anxiety, knowing that they are always going to be helped should a fall occur, which is, that's a big issue with the elderly population and senior home facilities, right? The longer people spend on the ground following a fall, it's proven that there's higher levels of severity of injury. So the sooner we can get to them, provide that help, decrease that fall anxiety is extremely important. So that's the kind of feedback that we're getting from the resident side of things. Now, on the flip side of that, the staffing, the clinical staff, a little bit for that aspect as well, right? So in a lot of these facilities, so let's say in a memory care facility, right, where residents may not have the capacity to let you know that they've had a fall or when they've had a fall or you know, if a fall has even occurred, often staff have to enter these rooms roughly every hour, right? So this is a part of their workflow that they don't necessarily enjoy. It takes away from other important tasks they could be doing. And on top of that, it disrupts the sleep of whoever is in that room every single time you open that door, which is, you know, not really the ideal case for someone that has memory care issues. In a situation where you have Nobi, we found that now the staff can now kind of take a breather, knowing that Nobi is in that room, monitoring their patients, monitoring their residents, so that should something occur, they're always going to be notified. Because of that artificial intelligence within the LAMP, we can say that it provides 100% accuracy and fall detection. And in the situations where it provides a false positive, we find that it's often a situation where the nurses still wanted to be notified of that event, because they go into that room and it looks like the resident is in a situation where, you know, maybe something is just about to occur. And it's often a situation that we're hearing whenever a false positive has occurred. And so 100% accuracy in fall detection, extremely low false positive rates. And in situations where we get a false positive, it's often a situation where a nurse is like, you know what, I'm glad I got notified of this event. Now I can help this individual maybe sit back up in a chair a little bit better or whatever it may be. So to that point, we're finding that there's a lot of really beneficial kind of network effects, right? So the nurses, the clinical staff are now able to kind of focus on work that is very valuable and more important to them, so that they could kind of continue caring for all their residents. They're able to intervene sooner before a major event occurs. And then directors of facilities are telling us that this has helped them with their staffing as well. They don't have to staff as much overnight, reducing some of those staffing costs as well. And that kind of in a nutshell is what we've been finding out from both sides of the camp of the Nobi users.
Awesome. Thanks for providing those two perspectives. Those are some awesome kind of use cases, statistics, testimonials from Helen in particular. I love that. I mean, day one, no better.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I mean, obviously you don't want to see a fall happen in the first place, but the fact that you're able to have a response so quickly from the caregivers and going forward, I imagine Helen felt much safer and much more at home after that experience, after getting over that initial anxiety, I'm sure that was a little scary.
And you think about the anxiety of her, and then the family. Well, that, you know, the family piece, you know, the family hears about what Nobi was able to do, and now they all of a sudden, you could see the anxiety levels drop there as well. So there was just kind of all the stakeholders that are involved. You know, the actual resident in the room, the clinical staff, the children of the resident, it all just kind of really kind of helps everyone just kind of breathe a little bit easier, knowing that their loved one is going to be cared for and attended to as quickly as possible. Another interesting stat that came out from that pilot study as well was that we outfitted an entire wing with Nobis. And then we had another wing where they're, you know, we're without Nobis. We just kind of compare and contrasted the two. So the wing without Nobis just used their standard fall preventative measures. And what we found was that the rooms where there were the Nobis, that they identified 80% more falls than previous fall preventative measures that they were using beforehand. So that's 80% more falls, right? So that says a lot, right? I mean, you know, CDC even mentions this, that most people have a fall. Most falls aren't as severe necessarily. One in roughly five falls is going to be a severe fall. But the highest predictor of whether or not you're going to fall is a previous fall, right? But we also know that most people don't like to fess up that they've had a fall, because it might mean like some type of change in status of what they're living or whatever it may be. They don't necessarily want to tell people. This recognizes it. 80% more falls were recognized, which allowed them to do those preventative measures so that these individuals can then continue to age where they want to be in the setting that they wanted to be in, and didn't necessarily have any kind of other severe effects from the fall.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And that kind of leads into, you know, prompted another question as you're talking about that. I assume what you just mentioned is you're gathering all of this data. The NOBI is gathering all this data about their residents, their behaviors, and then that data is being used to take preventative measures and provide peace of mind. Can you talk a little bit more about kind of the technology piece of it? You know, what makes it different? What are you all doing with the data? Or what is the community doing with the data? And sure. That leads into part two. I love part two questions, of course. The integration piece, this seems like, I'm sure a lot of this data is valuable in other systems within the community. Can you talk about the data and integration side a little bit?
Most definitely. Yeah. So again, we like to say NOBI is the smartest lamp in the world, right? So it has a very strong processor on the lamp itself. What the lamp is processing at all times is, you know, what's going on in the room? What is the individual doing? Are they just sitting? It recognizes, are they just sitting? Are they sitting at the edge of bed? Are they laying down in bed? Are they just walking around their room? If that kind of data is what's occurring, it kind of records this data. And as far as an integration piece, we can integrate via API to electronic health records or via Bluetooth to any type of smart kind of device, smart scales, smart blood pressure cuffs, things of that nature. So in this situation where, let's say, a wing wants to be notified again, I'll use the example of maybe a memory care unit. Maybe in that wing, they want to be notified whenever a resident sits up at the edge of the bed because they know that they're a little bit out of a higher risk for falls. You can program the NOBI in such a way that it'll notify the care station, okay, hey, John in room 302 has now sat up at the edge of the bed. And you can fully customize that for the entire wing or even by individual. Let's say on the other side, the independent living side, you're fine with just just having it escalate when a fall has occurred. But maybe you want to know when, you know, Jane has been in the bathroom for a little bit over some long period of time. You want to be notified anytime she's been in the bathroom for longer than 15 minutes. Then NOBI again can also notify you of that situation as well. You could customize that fully by wing or by individual. All that data is processed on the lamp. Once it kind of does what it needs to do with that data, right, notifying the nurses or putting some of that Bluetooth enabled like heart rate detection or blood pressure cuff, blood pressure monitoring into the electronic health record, the data on the lamp is purged off. It's important for us that the resident knows that their data is their own, and we're only using the data that's important for their care staff to be able to make clinical decisions on. So that data is now purged once we've kind of used it in the capacity that we need to use it in. In a situation of escalation, that's when something gets pushed off into the cloud. That's the only time when you now have those video recordings that I was mentioning. And by video recording, it's really more so a second by second snapshot of what occurred prior to that fall happening until you close that escalation. And by closing escalation, that means that you've gone to the room, addressed the individual, and I have either closed it on the app on your phone or on the dashboard on your computer. You now have a video image of that to be able to kind of, again, assess what occurred. Why did that fall occur? Even that data, that only exists on the cloud for 2 weeks before it gets purged off of the cloud as well, allowing the clinical staff to be able to make the reports and whatever they need to do. Now, we've gotten a step further and protecting that privacy as well by allowing the resident now gets to choose how this video is going to present to the clinician. they have three options. They can say, you know what, I am okay with them actually seeing me fully in that video. And that way the clinician would then see the full on video. What we see overwhelmingly is the second choice, which is what happens is it breaks down the individual into a stick figure avatar. So an 18-point stick figure, where you can see what's going on, but you cannot discern if that's a male, female, or any other kind of demographics, but you can figure out what happened in that room and make the changes that are necessary. That has been by far the most widely adopted imaging that nursing homes and residents in assisted living facilities have selected. And then on the very end, we also offer this selection of, I want nothing. I want no images to be shared with my caregivers. I am completely fine with them getting the escalation that I've had a flaw, but that's where I wanted to stop. I don't want them to see any images. And at that point, no images get sent to the cloud, and it just continues with business as usual. And so that's the kind of the data that we can put out there and how we use that data and what we want to do with that data, and recognize that that data is owned by the resident. And again, with the integration piece, again, we can integrate with any number of electronic health records or any number of smart devices via Bluetooth on the smart device end, or via API into a software or like electronic health record end.
Great. Excuse me.
No worries.
Great. Thanks for walking us through that. That's super helpful, because I know that's a big question you get these days, and rightfully so, with any new technology installation. You know, you want to know not only what is it doing on a day-to-day basis, but how we're using the data that's being collected through these innovative solutions and use them to just make the community, the resident, and the staff's life easier.
Right. Most definitely.
So that leads me to a question around installation and kind of ongoing support that's needed around this. Not to simplify it, but is it as easy as installing a normal lamp in a room? What does that look like from your perspective, and how do from the senior living community's perspective, from the resident's room, and how does it need to be supported on an ongoing basis?
Yeah. So great question. And I mean, I can honestly say that it really is as simple as just installing a ceiling lamp into your room. I mean, I actually happen to have one in my home office that I was able to install myself. It is, as long as you have electricity and Wi-Fi, Nobi can function in a space. And again, if there was already a ceiling light or a ceiling fixture or some type of fixture already in place there, it is as simple as just swapping that out. Down the line, we even intend to make this an even easier process of installation. There's some really cool things on the product roadmap where they're going to have an ability to kind of, you know, so long as you have that ceiling light fixture, you can adhere a magnetic plate to the ceiling fixture. And then you could even do that before you even get the Nobi. And then once the Nobi arrives, you just snap it into place with the magnetic, and then that magnet will also provide the power to the Nobi as well. So, but right now it is as if you're just hanging a normal hanging ceiling light fixture. As far as kind of installation and ongoing support, we are actively working with our distributors who have a very strong installation network. They have their own level of customer support at the first level. But again, since we control the process of engineering, of manufacturing it from beginning to end, should there be a necessary, you know, they need to kind of escalate it up to headquarters, we have a direct line to our distributors. They can call their engineers, and they have that level of support right there as well. But luckily, it is truly a very easy and simple device to use. Not a lot of issues with things kind of falling apart or anything like that. If typically, if there's any issue, it's usually just something like just helping with the Wi-Fi connection, usually.
That makes sense. Do you need to swap out light bulbs?
no light bulb swapping. Yeah. So the LED, I mean, you know, as far as If it's normal usage, it should have a lifespan of, you know, a normal LED light.
Awesome. So this has been really helpful for me personally, to learn more about it. I'm already looking up at my ceiling and wishing I had an Obi instead of my boring ceiling lamp here. But thanks so much for taking the time today. I know before, you know, we started chatting today, you'd mentioned, you know, recently being out at the CES show in Vegas, the Consumer mm-hmm. Electronics Show, and you had some exciting things, you know, on the horizon. Without sharing any secrets here, are you able to kind of tell us a little bit about what's next for Nobi and any kind of final thoughts or words for our listeners?
Yeah. So another really thing that I love about Nobi is that because it is a learning device, and we're very much so committed to making sure that individuals in their home have the most up-to-date and kind of highly functioning Nobi, whenever the AI learns something new or has a new functionality, we're going to push that functionality out onto all Nobis into the field so that a resident will wake up the next day and they have this new functionality. So for instance, if a senior facility were to purchase Nobis today, they will get our newest model of the Nobi. And this Nobi looks even closer to just kind of a really beautifully designed lamp. Like I was saying before, I really enjoy the current design of the lamp, but if you were to see it, you might say, okay, that looks like a high technology kind of lamp. The newer design looks almost identical to something that you would potentially purchase at like an IKEA. We've added some new hardware to this device as well. So it has radar technology in it as well. And what this now allows for the device to do is vital sign detection. So we are now able to do breath rate detection as well as cough detection with the device. And very soon, rolling out likely at some point this year, because of the fact that this is a learning device, we're going to now be able to provide predictive analytics. So we're finding with a lot of the data that we're getting from the device and what the device is learning is that often 60% of cases, there is a very specific kind of way that individuals are moving that are highly predictive of a fall. So we can now tell the nurses, the nursing staff, the clinical care staff, like, hey, you know, resident in room 302 is acting kind of strange again. This is highly very indicative of a fall. You should maybe go check on this individual because we can start to provide that, and we're going to start to provide that very soon. So those are some of the cool things that are on the way that are currently in the process. And then, you know, as the lamp learns more things, that functionality will be out there so that any owner of a Nobi will always have the most up-to-date version with the highest functionality.
Fantastic. Ramiro, thanks so much again for being with us today. I really enjoyed the discussion, and I know our listeners will get some great value out of listening as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. It's been great.
Awesome. And listeners, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Raising Tech. I hope you picked up some valuable information today. If there are any other topics you want to hear about or want to be on an episode yourself, please feel free to reach out on our website at parasolalliance.com. Have a good one.